Welcome back to the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this morning, Mayor Emanuel, Senator Durbin, and others joined with Amazon to announce that the company is doubling their corporate offices in downtown Chicago. This comes as Amazon makes news for its potential purchase of Whole Foods and continues to push other retail giants for a bigger piece of the retail pie. At the press conference, Amazon announced that they'll be building more fulfillment centers in the state and will employ over 8,000 people by the end of 2018. This is good news for our area and good news for customers who have bought into the Amazon model and expect their goods delivered within days and in some cases hours. Joining me tonight to talk the future of retail and the future of Amazon in our area is Samantha Singer. She's the general manager for Amazon Chicago office. And a perfect time because Prime Day just began, right? This is really a 30-hour extravaganza that everybody knows about.
That is correct.
Samantha, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So talk about this announcement. I mean, the idea of doubling corporate offices in downtown Chicago, what's the impetus to do so? Was this something that benefits not just Chicago but the company?
I'd say it does both, right? Chicago is a really great fit for Amazon in general, right? The city likes to work hard, play hard, make history. And that's really a lot of what Amazon is about across the board. We always work our way backwards from our customers, and our customers would like us here, so we're scaling and we're growing. We spent the last year doing that, and we'll continue doing that.
You know, I think of Chicago, and Chicago has been such a transit hub for this country, and because of that, retail started here. I mean, there's a lot of things that connect to the Amazon, to the retail of today in 2017. Does Chicago have the same abilities that it had in the past to be a transportation hub, to be a place where Amazon can set up to not just serve Chicago but the Midwest?
Absolutely. I mean, we have other offices in the Midwest that are open. But I'd say that this one's going to grow and scale even more. I know that my team, there's three predominant teams in our corporate office. There's the Amazon Web Services, our media group, and our operations. The Amazon Web Services team, we really work and we service and support the customers all throughout the Midwest.
Being in the Midwest, what does it mean to double the office? I mean, for have one set and then to double that office, I mean, to be the general manager of that office, what are some of the challenges that come with a pretty large, substantial growth?
In general, Chicago has amazing talent, which we love, but I'd say that's always a hard thing is to find the right talent for your teams and to build and scale fast enough to support our customers.
When you talk about that, I mean, where are you looking for talent? I mean, is it people with retail experience? Is it people with corporate experience? When you're doubling a corporate office, where do you look for that talent?
So as I said, there's three predominant teams, right? There's the web services team, so that's Amazon's cloud computing. You've got our media teams, and you've got our operations teams. So on the cloud computing side, I could speak to that more formally. That's where we hire. We'll look at people who have been in technology. We'll look at people out of universities. We've also made a huge pledge to the White House in general across all of Amazon that within the next 5 years, we are going to hire 25,000 veterans and spouses, and we're going to train 10,000 of them in cloud computing. So we're finding them from everywhere, but we've found a lot of Chicagoans wanted to work for Amazon and left and now want to come home. Mm-hmm. And we found a lot of people want to relocate here too. So we always try to find locally and then some people will relocate back into town.
There's a lot that's been made of the corporate culture here in Chicago and the mayor's efforts to bring more business to the Chicago area. Should this be considered that? I mean, is this Amazon investing in the Chicago area, becoming one of the global corporate partners here in the city of Chicago?
I think you should look at it as an investment in our market. Chicago's an amazing city, right? We have a growing tech community. Mayor Emanuel really is a really big advocate for that in general. So I'd say we are definitely making that huge investment. We'd like to make this a very huge tech hub for us.
I asked this question of you, who works, you know, as a general manager in the Chicago office, but do you consider Amazon a tech company?
Well, I work for Amazon Web Services more than any other division, right? Keep in mind that's what I do on a daily basis. Yeah. So I do think of us as a technology company. Right? We look for agility, flexibility. We look to invent and think big and on behalf of our customers. So absolutely, I do.
It's an interesting tech company because it does, you know, I think about what the tech industry here in Chicago does. I mean, you think of 1871 and what we have going on just downtown along the river in Merchandise Mart. This idea that they're restructuring or rethinking the way that we do business. And Amazon does that and has been doing that, especially when it comes to retail. Do you consider it that way, that you guys are finding a way to use tech and web services to essentially rethink the way that we see retail?
I think the way we look at it is a way for even like our customers, right? We have a lot of small businesses and startups. We have millions of them. And you think about the ones that we actually give the capability to use our marketplace and use our technology to go and actually capture more of a global audience. So I think we're helping a lot of people do that as well and a lot of customers.
Amazon has been, I mean, you have reinvented and done so much to revitalize the way that retail is shipped, the retail, not just purchased, but shipped. And we've had conversations in here about how a lot of small businesses, shipping has changed for them. I mean, the way that it used to be 4 to 6 weeks, or, you know, we'll get that to you in 6 to 8 weeks or whatever it was. And because of Amazon and the companies that have really invested in the idea of delivery services and things of that nature, they've had to change their model. I mean, do you see the retail world getting faster? Do you see that we're going to go from what it used to be 6 to 8 weeks to 2 to 3 weeks to a 24-hour period to hours to minutes? I mean, is that what Amazon's end game is here, to essentially for me to think it and get it?
I really don't have a crystal ball, so I can't answer that. I can tell you, right, I believe that Amazon has changed things, right? Amazon Prime, 1 in 2 hour. It's really big in the city. Like, you think about that in general, right? Think where we are. Think River North. Think the Loop, Noble Square, Near West. These are the prime areas of Chicago that are using 1 in 2 hour delivery. I think about it in an urban area, and I think that's just something that you're seeing. But I can't answer for really where the future will go.
Samantha Singer's in studio with us tonight. She is the general manager of Amazon Chicago office. Of course, today a big press conference where Amazon said they're going to be not only doubling their corporate offices but building more fulfillment centers in the state. I always think about Amazon Prime Day, because this is something that you guys have been doing for a couple of years now, as almost becomes every day, in the sense that everyone feels like more and more the model which you set out to have, which was subscribe for this delivery service, Amazon Prime, and you can get faster delivery and service and all that, has become the norm, where anyone who uses Amazon just signs up for Amazon Prime. How do you see that working out, in the sense that there has been a saturation, meaning everybody wants Amazon Prime, everybody gets it, so there's not a lot of room for growth in terms of the idea that, you know, you're going to max out at 100%.
As a Prime user, right? So let's just look at it from my perspective. I don't get a say on what happens with Prime. I don't know the deals that we're going to have tomorrow. I'm going to find them out when you do. But I'd say I think Prime has changed personally over the years, and even how my family uses it, right? We use Prime. I use Alexa to reorder. I use Prime Video. I use Prime Photos to upload my photos and to store things in the cloud. So to me, there's just different services and the way they interrelate things. I don't know really how much more they'll change it. I don't really get to say. I'd love to. I'd love to be the person who thinks really big and invents and simplifies there, but I take advantage of all the benefits that you do at the same time.
Let's talk as a customer. I mean, just in a very small amount of time, we have seen Amazon go from really a clearinghouse to get certain goods in a certain time frame, to the ability to get something in an hour or 2 hours. I mean, and dominate in doing that, meaning they're the central hub. Talk about being a part of that company, but also as a customer, about how fast retail is changing. It feels to me that we're kind of in a moment right now where retail is going from what we used to know in different decades to something brand new right now.
So to me, Amazon is just one of these amazing places to work, right? It's a really fun place to work. It's really collaborative. We get to work with really high-performing teams. It's really flexible. We have really good benefits as an organization. As a customer of Amazon and Amazon Prime, it has changed the way that I personally do things, right? I don't really go shopping that often anymore. I have an Amazon box that arrives at my, you know, house on a pretty daily basis with almost anything and everything I want. When I think about anything I need, the first thing I do is I open my Amazon app and I order. Probably just like... Yeah. Most of my girlfriends do the exact same thing. We all joke about it.
Yeah, right. I mean, I do the same thing. But I wonder about, as we are in this touch point moment, mm-hmm. where more and more people, I mean, are choosing to do retail this way. If do you see it from not just your vantage point at Amazon, but also as a customer, that there aren't as many choices? It's not go down the main street in your town and see 6 different retails and make a choice. I mean, that we are seeing a difference in the way that we as Americans choose to buy our products and more importantly, get our products.
Well, I would say there's definitely a difference in the way that we want to buy and get our products. I think for as much as you're talking about kind of a scale down of not being able to go down the street, I think I have more options online now. I think about all of these millions of small businesses that now I have access to that I never would have had access to. I now have access, and they have access to all of our marketplace. So I think about all the different things that I can now get that were maybe never sitting here in Chicago down the street in a store for mm-hmm. me. So I think it works both ways.
Yeah. I'm interested, as you double your size here in Chicago, mm-hmm. what goes into that? Do you have to double your space? Do you have to think about your relationship with the buildings that you're in, the area, the neighborhoods, the communities? It's not just about doubling the size of personnel that are in the room. It's about a bigger footprint. So what does that mean for Amazon to have a bigger corporate footprint in Chicago?
So we did actually have to – we just signed a lease to double our size. We truly had to double the size of the footprint of the office. You most certainly don't want people on top of each other in a space. Right now we have about 58 jobs open, but the office will support 400 people. Currently right now it's 200. The expansion will support mm-hmm. 400 people down the line. And, you know, if we keep expanding, we'll have to keep finding more space. I mean, it's what you've seen Amazon do in Seattle, where we consistently grow. It's definitely a lot of thought has to be put into it and how the teams are growing. Can we find the right talent in our market? And can we support our customers this way?
When you talk about being a corporate citizen of Chicago, it's more than just the space, and it's more than just the name that's on the masthead, that the building that you go into. What does Amazon have to do to be a good corporate citizen besides just doubling the office and providing jobs for people that live in this area?
We're fortunate that we have really good Amazonians in our office. One of my colleagues today came up and talked about an in-office culture club, which is something that we started. So being a good corporate citizen and a good Chicago citizen is being part of the community. And so what we do is dozens of Amazonians get together every month, and we pick a non-for-profit, and we like to go in and we like to get involved in the community and volunteer. Today at the event, we announced actually our partnership and our assistance with Code Platoon. I don't know if you're familiar with them. We made a $10,000 donation to them. It's a non-profit to help veterans learn how to code. It's a 20-week in-depth program, 6 weeks remote, 14 weeks in-depth on-site, and it allows them, for people who have no experience in anything in technology, to come out and be able to do web development and really help them. So we're going to offer our facilities, we're going to help train them, and we most certainly offer them some funding.
You've mentioned before about being a tech company and also the idea of web development and is that part of the corporate side. You know, and take us through this, because, you know, I'd be the first person to say I'm not familiar too much of web technology or web services. But what do you have to do to make sure that Amazon delivers what they promise? And what I mean is, they come to the site and it's Prime Day right now, starting now, and they go there, and Amazon is a site that can't have outages. It can't have, you know, certain spots where, oh, this is taking forever to load, or there's a problem with the carrier out. How do you make sure that stuff doesn't happen in a world in which I feel like that automatically we feel like is harder and harder to do?
There are dozens of teams that actually help us do this. One of the nicest things about Amazon Web Services, and we talk about this with our customers, is our flexibility and agility and the fact that you can elastically grow. We do that for ourselves. We do that for our customers. So it's something that we're prepared for, and there are many teams behind all of us that are working on this.
As Amazon grows and technology grows and you have more cloud, more mobile, more different ways we hadn't even thought about that we're going to be communicating and doing business and commerce on platforms, I mean, do you have to stay ahead of the curve? Do you have to start thinking of not just as a retail company, but as a technology company that thinks about how we're all going to use devices in the future?
So when you think about, you know, when I think about Amazon, right, you know, I think one of the biggest benefits is loving what we do, but it allows us to come in and think big and invent on behalf of our customers. So the sky's the limit. There's so many, like, limitless possibilities of what we can do that makes it a really exciting place to work and to be able to come up with these kind of ideas.
Do you find yourself having to compete for the best tech talent who may be thinking about platforms or e-commerce or other places that, you know, people don't think of Amazon that way, but you have to go out and find the best people to work in your office because there's a lot on the line?
There's a lot of talent, though, in Chicago. There's a lot of amazing talent. I'll just not say here, right, across the globe there is. But there is amazing talent, and you always want to find the next talent, right? We always want to talk about how do we take students in universities and really make them our next talent and make an investment in them? How do we take veterans and train them to make them our next talent? So we're always looking for good talent. I don't think there's an endless stream of it, but I think it's pretty amazing out there.
All right. Well, right now, Prime Day has begun. Samantha Singer is the general manager for Amazon Chicago office. They just announced today, press conference with Mayor Emanuel and Senator Durbin and others, that they are doubling their corporate offices in downtown Chicago, bringing more fulfillment centers to the state, and they're going to employ around 8,000 people by the end of 2018. Samantha, thanks so much for taking some time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.